News Talk 104.5 FM and AM 920 KVL. Good afternoon. I'm Steve Evans. You know, as an individual, a business, or a community, I believe that one is either moving forward or falling backwards. You never stay in one place for very long. And we've invited, as the year comes to a close, Vernal City Council members, Robin O'Driscoll and Corey Foley, to talk to us about all the good things that have happened in Vernal City over the past year and possibly give us a sneak peek into what's in store for the citizens of Vernal City and Uinta County, the Greater Basin area, looking into 2025. Now, Robin O'Driscoll, Robin, how long did you work for the Uinta Recreation District?
I was the director for almost 13 years.
Okay, and then before that?
I spent almost 30 years there.
Almost 30 years. So that's 43 years. Incredible. And Corey Foley is one of the owners, or the owner?
Yeah, I'm a co-owner of Basin Appliance here in Vernal. And
with your brother?
With my older brother and my business partner.
Yep. Okay.
Have been for over 10 years, family-owned business.
Basin Appliance and Floor Coverings, a great local business. Anyway, we appreciate both of you coming in and talking about our community. Now, as I mentioned earlier, we either are, now this is my philosophy, you're either moving forward or backward. Where do you see Vernal City from that perspective? Are we moving forward, or are we kind of stagnant and staying in the same place and slipping backwards just a little bit? Corey?
Steve, that was kind of the status quo here for a number of years, but there has been some great changes in our Vernal City and downtown, especially. A lot of effort's been put into that to drive business back downtown, to improve and update people's property value so that we can be proud of our downtown. And there's been a lot of effort put into that.
You know, I remember moving into Vernal when this was in the early 90s, 93, I think, fall of 93. I came into Vernal, and there were a lot of boarded up businesses downtown, and it was just really kind of depressing. The town just didn't look like it was moving. And yet I drive downtown Main Street today, and it's really exciting, the vibrant atmosphere and the things that are happening in our community. Robin, what has your perception been?
We are definitely moving forward, and it's a great thing to have. Like you said, you drive downtown and businesses are open back up. One of the reasons for that was our facade grant.
Uh-huh.
That helped with the exterior and the front of the buildings, and business owners were able to take that and run with it.
I wanted to kind of talk about the activity that's been happening on South Vernal Avenue in the Cobble Rock area. I know that's on the minds of a lot of people as they see this coming into fruition. They're having a hard time visualizing what the city's vision is for that area.
Steve, Vernal Avenue on the south side has been an area that has struggled for parking for some of the businesses right there for a number of years. Vernal City reached out to UDOT, and UDOT was willing to help us with the project. They kind of led the lead on the project and paid a lot of the price for what had happened there. One big improvement that people really haven't even noticed, maybe you don't even know about, but we're taking all the overhead power out in there and going to put buried underground power, which will make it look so much nicer. The parking one, you know, there's been comments that have been positive and negative related to the South Vernal Avenue and the diagonal parking and sort of the curvature of the lanes as you drive through there. One thing I would like to remind the public of, and our city managers, Quinn Bennion's mentioned this as well, that street line painting can change if we find that the diagonal parking isn't working. We actually went in, the engineer and architect designed it as 9 foot wide, and we, our code requires 10 foot wide. So they had painted it 9. So we've had them go back in and change that to 10 foot wide parking stalls. It's going to be nice that related to the Cobble Rock area there too, there's parking all the asphalt work's been done. There's going to be I can't remember exactly how many stalls, but it's going to be a tremendous asset to our downtown for parking, for the restaurants, for the downtown theater, for up and coming businesses that are coming into that block. It's going to be a really nice thing for the restaurants as well. And it's going to be, you know, there's going to be lights. There's been safety issues back there and mm-hmm. questions. You know, law enforcement spend a fair amount of time there over the years, and there's going to be lights in there that's going to make it a safer place for people to want to come and park and leave their vehicle and know that, you know, it's going to be, you know, there's lights, if nothing else, it may be a good deterrent.
So that's a project that started, and then also behind Zions Bank and that entire block there going west from Vernal Avenue to 100 West. That's been a big improvement that's
huge,
been done
huge
there.
Improvement. It actually is connected on South Vernal Avenue. You'll notice as community members, as you drive through there, there's a nice big wide crosswalk.
Yep.
And that's been put in place to kind of help, you know, when we have downtown events to kind of give people a safe place to know where to go to cross. And that does tie the two blocks together nicely. You know, that Zions Bank block wouldn't have been really been something that wouldn't have been possible. Zions Bank had a big part to do with that in their big investment in the bank there. But it really has benefited, you know, the parking for the cafe and the different businesses in there, real estate office, you know, they needed parking. One notable thing is we live in a world of electric vehicles. There are electric vehicle chargers in there.
Even in the UNA Basin, yeah. There's a few, aren't
and
there?
That wasn't put in by Vernal City. That was put in by Rocky Mountain Power. We just helped facilitate a place for them to put those. But that was a big improvement for downtown to help bring tourists, if they have those types of vehicles, or local people, if they want to have a place to charge it. That's where
right. We don't want to turn those people away
visiting our community. We want them to come and be able to enjoy their stay here. And that's a big part of their being able to stay is to have a place to charge.
Robin, what about the facade grant? How's that going? Have we had a lot of merchants take advantage of that opportunity?
Oh, yeah.
What is the facade grant? Let's begin with that.
So the facade grant is if you want to do anything to the front of your building, exterior-wise, so your windows, painting, stucco, doors. Signage, doors. And I believe, don't quote me, I believe it's a 50-50 match, 70-30, Corey?
So initially when it started, we had, right now it's 40%, but initially when it kicked off, some of the businesses that have finished jobs or projects there could have gotten as much as a 50-50 match.
Yeah, and now it's a 60-40 match.
Okay, well that's
and
still
so
incredible.
And so pays 40% of it.
Yeah, that's incredible. I understand the beautification aspect of it and the benefits to the community at large for doing that. Yeah.
Look at Abby's, how inviting it looks when you go by, and a lot of the other businesses.
Yeah, that whole area. And you can really see the ones that haven't taken advantage of that.
You know, and it's there, the opportunity's there. It won't always be there. But when the money runs out, that will be a challenge. And I think there will be some people who will wish they would have taken advantage of it. So I would encourage, if you're a business owner down there, to take advantage of it.
Robin, there's the Discovery Trail. That's a 3/4 mile trail and sidewalk constructed. Where is this at?
So it is located, it runs from 1500 South and runs north to Robin Wood Lane, which is about 1100 South.
Right behind
Discovery Elementary. Okay. And this was a project that we partnered with USSD1 and also UDOT and air quality grants we were able to obtain. And this is to get those kids that live south of 1500 South so a safe place to walk to school, to Discovery.
Is this the first of maybe some others that might be coming with the Trails Committee?
Hopefully, yes.
Hopefully. All right.
Yes, hopefully.
Corey, tell us about the downtown investment. We kind of talked a little bit about that, public parking and construction. I understand there's a roller skating rink that will be going into the old Oak House building.
There
down,
is
down
Steve.
There. How's that project coming?
That's a private business owner and property owner. They've bought that building and they're working hard to get their business open. That'll be a neat thing for downtown Vernal, and roller skating is a kind of a thing from days gone by. But I think there's a lot of older you know, adults in Vernal that may remember the old roller rink. That was kind of before my time, but it'll be neat to have that back in Vernal and right in the heart of downtown, in our downtown block.
A lot of excitement too.
Yeah, there's a lot of excitement. And we're excited for the business owner and for their efforts they're putting in there. One big part of that we talked earlier about, but for the parking, that's been a hard thing for anybody to do anything like that in the past in downtown Vernal. There just hasn't been parking. It's been a 60, 70 year old problem here for parking. And since then we just have people have bigger vehicles and every family has two or three vehicles and people are very mobile in a vehicle and we need a place to be able to park. And so that area has nice parking just to the west of it. It's a great opportunity for people to come downtown and they can park and they can walk from there through a safe crosswalk and go to many different types of businesses or restaurants.
That's important, having safe accessibility to our local businesses. And it's very forward thinking on Vernal's part to accommodate for parking.
Yeah.
There's parking over by where the old Showalter Ford was at. That's 100 East, is that
correct? That'd be 100 East and 100 South, Steve. And that's that parking lot in that corner is paved, it's finished. You can park there now. In the spring of 2025 coming up, we'll have the landscaping, you know, the shrubbery and trees and that type of thing will be in there to finish that up. And then the property that's the old Showalter impound lot is what formerly was there. But that parking lot connects to the backside of the downtown theater. There's a shopping mall there that's under construction that's also taken advantage of the facade grant, and that's under construction. It'll have some new businesses there as well. So that parking is going to be very well needed.
So that two block area there in downtown Vernal on the south side is having a whole new look, both from the front side and from the rear side.
Yep. Yes, it does. And the parking that's there with it, you know, can benefit events in the evening, on the weekend. It can benefit businesses during the day, some of the restaurants that are open in the evening and the theater. So the parking that will be there will be constantly being used, but there's plenty of parking. It's been a need for such a long time. It's neat to be part of as a city council member. It's neat to be a part of, and we're led by a great leader, you know, with our city manager, Quinn Bennion, and his forward thinking and pursuing grants. A lot of this has been done with grant money from state and federal grant money that, you know, some of those grants aren't even available now to apply for. So,
yeah. And that grant money, you know, I've heard people say, well, it's all tax money. It all comes from the same place. Granted, yes, it is tax money that's available from a state perspective or from a federal perspective for local communities like ours. However, if we don't apply for them, they're just going to go to another community, right?
They are good, bad, or indifferent. That's exactly right. Our downtown is something I'm proud of in Vernal, and it's been so well needed for such a long time that if it took grant money to help get it along, I think that was worth it to do it, because we didn't have Vernal City lives and dies. Our main income source is sales tax.
Yeah.
And it just isn't there. We don't have enough extra money to do what has been needed to be done. And so these grants were able to help kind of be the tipping point to get this done.
All right. That's great. Now let's go further east as we're looking south on Main Street on Highway 40 and the Lamplighter Building. I understand that Vernal City is in the process of acquiring that property.
We are, Steve. That's an ongoing thing that we've been working on. There was a public hearing several public hearings that were held back in end of May, June time. And Vernal City announced that we were entering in the process of acquiring that. And it, was potential to be acquired through the process of eminent domain. Mm-hmm. We heard public comment from lots of people, good and mostly good, very few bad comments. Most community members, if you ask them about that area, it's blighted. It's an area that neighboring businesses and property owners are frustrated because they feel like it brings the look and the value and the effort they've put into bettering their facility and property down. There's been crime in there. The police department's reported crime and different types of things in there that are not the values that we want in our community. There are good businesses in there, and we're worried about that as city council. You know, we don't want to have a business ran out because of, you know, the way it's acquired or if it's, you know, and so we've dealt with some challenges there, but it is there. Look for a press release coming in probably the next 30 to 60 days on, you know, some exciting things with that. But that block has been planned. If you go to our Vernal's website, you can look and see that the different plans that have been put in place for that. It's pretty neat. The idea is a big community gathering space. When you talk about downtown events, it could really change what we've even been doing that's already been great.
Generally speaking, as a conservative, I am against eminent domain. However, when you had your public meeting, I did stand up in support of it because of the things that you mentioned. It's a visual blight.
Yep.
It's a horrid place to look at when you drive through town. It just looks dilapidated and run down, and that's not the image that we want for the community. Plus, there's a safety hazard with the crime that's happening there, and also an environmental concern. There was some environmental problems with that. Do you want to elaborate on that?
Yeah, so that's an interesting thing in and of itself. So the property just to the west of there that formerly was the Basin Laundry Building was a dry cleaner and laundromat for years and years in Vernal. Back in those days, there were some environmental, some chemicals that were used in the process of dry cleaning. and that was leached into the ground. Not uncommon from lots of places all over, you know, in the world, there's places, old dry cleaners, and that's happened. Well, that has leached across the street and into that property. And as far as when we talk about grant money, there's federal and state funding available to clean that up, but it's only available to a government municipality. It's not available to a private business owner, property owner. I find that frustrating personally, because I think that it should be cleaned up. And Vernal City has intentions to do that. If it's acquired, we intend to clean that up so that it can be a safe place for people.
Well, I'd like to just emphasize that Vernal City Council, under the direction of the mayor and the city manager, had a very well-advertised public meeting in which the conference room there was absolutely full of people. 99% of them were in favor of the Vernal City acquiring that property.
They were, Steve.
So anyway, hats off to the way Vernal City handled that. It was very transparent and above board. Let's talk about, you know, new council members, Robin. We have some new council members that joined Vernal City Council in 2024. Who were they?
So in January of this year, of 2024, we swore two new council members in that won the election.
Mm-hmm.
The first is Ed Long. And then the other one is Randall Mills.
Tell us a little bit about Ed Long.
Okay. So Ed Long has family ties here.
Okay.
He comes from the oil and gas industry. He's retired and came to Vernal to make Vernal his home about 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay.
But again, has family ties here. Very knowledgeable.
Has a kind of a background in the industry that's driving our economy here, which I think is important.
Yes.
And what about Randall Mills?
So Randall Mills is a native Vernalite.
Married native Vernal.
Okay, married. I'm
kind of like me, right?
Yeah.
I married a local girl.
Yeah. And again, he is still employed,
uh-huh,
but brings another really good perceptive to city council. So yeah, we've got a great city council.
Corey Foley, airport improvements. There's been some great things happening at our Vernal Regional Airport. Tell us a little bit about some of them.
Steve, one little bit of background information just for community's sake. The airport here in Vernal is co-owned by Vernal City and Uinta County. And I serve on that board with our county commissioner, Sonia Norton. But our airport is led by Ken Campbell, great individual who has a great background in the airport, military as well. But we're working hard down there on some new taxiways. We have taxiway Bravo, Charlie, and Delta, and they have been completed. So there is hangar space available at our Vernal Airport. That brings, there's a couple of hangars down there under construction that are corporate hangars for oil and gas industry to be able to have their airplane here. We do have a hangar at our Vernal Airport for LifeLight.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a fixed wing plane here, and that's been a big, you know, game changer for our medical industry.
Right. In addition to the helicopter service.
So we do have that. That's some of the positive things going on there. We did have a change in our airport from a flight leaving Vernal to Denver to a flight leaving Vernal to Phoenix. There's been a lot of different, you know, talk in the out there on social media and in the community about that just for the communities, that was not a decision we had a choice in. That was a decision that was made when you receive government subsidy for plane tickets to keep the cost affordable in a rural area. They put it out to bid. The federal aviation puts it out for bid, and the Phoenix location was the plane company. The airline is called Contour, and they replaced the SkyWest, who we previously had. And so,
but that was done on a federal level.
Federal
that has
level
nothing
had nothing
to do
with local
with Vernal City or Uinta County.
Correct.
I know that both Vernal City and Uinta County were advocating keeping the SkyWest
to Denver
United connection to Denver.
Big thing we wanted to keep. Like I said, there's been a lot of, you know, false rumors and things spread around the community, but that's really how
it happens with social media, doesn't it?
It certainly can. It's a powerful tool if it's used right. But that's what's happened. So I've actually tried and flown through there into Phoenix and had a good experience. And there's been a lot of people I know that have flown down there for spring baseball training and all kinds of other things. And so I look at it in an aspect is that it's it's not the same. It's different. It's and give it a try. It's not perfect for the oil and gas industry, especially.
Yeah.
But it has been good for other things for people, and I have heard some positive things there. And so I would encourage people to. The flights are pretty affordable. If you can make that work, it's sure nice. You don't have to pay to park your car.
Yeah, you can go golf right now, right?
Yeah, certainly go see some nice weather. But it's a great thing. There's, like I said, we don't charge for parking at our airport. It's pretty easy to get in and out, and it makes it really nice. There's friendly staff down there, you know, a lot of them local people that you'll meet at our airport that are, you know, helping you there. So
that's hats off to Ken Campbell for doing such a good job of managing the facility there.
Yeah.
I want to emphasize that he's not responsible for Contour Air or any other, but he's responsible. He answers to Vernal City and Uinta County Board.
Correct.
But he's responsible for managing the facility, and he's done a great job.
He does. Yeah, and they've opinion. Made some good improvements there to the parking and different things. So I'd encourage you to try it out, and in your plans for traveling, maybe consider flying out of Vernal.
Robin, you and I were involved in the Mayor's Walk in the very, very beginning, 30 years ago. And that started at Davis Food and Drug. And it started with Mayor, was it Leonard Heaney at the time?
It may have been Mayor Heaney.
Mayor Heaney, and getting him to dress up in a costume was almost as difficult as getting, who was our previous manager? City manager
Ken Bassett.
Yep.
Couldn't get either one of them to dress up, but the idea was to have them dress up and march the kids safely over to Independence Park and back for a big Halloween trunk or treat. And what has it grown into now?
Matt, look at what it's grown into now. I mean, we would get what, maybe 50 kids tops?
Yeah, 50, 60 kids.
And we would line up shopping carts around the parking lot, and they would pass out candy. And now we've got 100 businesses that participate in the Mayor's Walk.
100 businesses, and how many? I know. I had to go down to the store and buy more candy because we ran out, and we bought almost double what we did the year before. So,
yep.
We went 5,000,
maybe 5,000 kids this year.
I would say five thousand plus.
Yep. Yeah, and we even had to stretch it out another block.
I have been promoting this as the largest trunk or treat event in the state of Utah. Does anyone want to challenge me on that?
I don't think so.
I would dare bet you're right, Steve.
Yep.
It's a neat opportunity for kids to come and have to do that in a safe place. Yeah, I take my kids. I have a 10-year-old and a 4-year-old, and they look forward to it every year. And it's fun to see the businesses. My business that we've participated in it several years, and it's a great thing to see local businesses come out and to have that community spirit and share that with the kids in the community. It's great.
So there's that. There's the Balloon Fest, which continues to grow. We're running out of time, so I'm going to kind of go through some of these quickly. You know, more pilots than ever before have joined the festival. Unfortunately, I think weather didn't allow for the flights to go up again this year, which happens from time to time. I mean,
you're weather dependent.
We're weather dependent on that.
You're weather dependent, but still, the pilots still had a good time.
But it's a great and growing event. Phenomicon is in its fourth year.
It's the largest conference held at our conference center here in Vernal.
And 1,300 attended, which that's incredible. We bring a lot of tourism from to our area, which is good for Vernal City, right?
Absolutely.
It's good for Uinta County. It's good for our tax base, which is a great event. And then we've had Vernal City Police. We have a new chief of police, Mike Gledhill, and he replaced Chief Dylan Rooks, who after 29 years of admirable service retired.
Yep.
And we want to thank him for his service. But Chief Gledhill, I mean, within a month, he jumped right into it, didn't he?
Within the first month of him being, you know, sworn in as our new police chief, we had a officer, unfortunately, a scary thing in our community with an officer that was involved in a shooting. And I like to call him our hometown hero with Officer Chad Watt. You know, he experienced, it could have been very life-changing and is still in some ways, but he has experienced a full recovery. And I've pulled up next to him at a stoplight several times, and he's back on full active duty, which is a neat thing.
Yeah, we're glad to hear it. Then in September, PD, Vernal City PD, took the lead on a kidnap murder case.
Yeah,
it came out of Roosevelt.
Terrible. And that just happened short, you know, just a little while ago. And there's been numerous drug arrests, and we have a good, competent city police department, and really proud of the services that they provide for our community. Hometown T-Mobile grant of $45,000 was granted, courtesy of T-Mobile. And tell us a little bit about that, Robin. There was $45,000. It was one in 25, right?
Yes, one in 20. We were one of 25 projects that were awarded nationwide. This money will go to the downtown renovation project.
Okay. And there were 650 applications. So our application must have really
stood out.
Someone's attention,
yes,
right?
Yes, we were very, very pleased with this grant.
And then we have the holiday celebration, which this year drew large crowds, and it continues to grow with activities and events. Camel rides, roller skating was introduced too, with the, I think they temporarily
they
opened
did.
For that,
yeah.
which,
yes.
was
great.
Which was incredible. And the entire community comes together and supports that. So these are just some of the great things about living in Vernal City.
Yep. Great place to live for community members to come out. And there's an event going, seems like about every month or every other month, there's something going on. That great opportunity for people.
And Robin O'Driscoll and Corey Foley, we appreciate you joining us here to talk about all of the good things that are happening and are yet to come in this, as we look forward to 2025 in Vernal City. Thank you for your service that you provide the citizens of the community. I know you're not doing it for the pay, right?
No, we're not.
Because of the passion that you have for our community. Robin O'Driscoll and Corey Foley, thank you for joining us here on News Talk 104.5 FM and AM 920 KVL. Good afternoon. I'm Steve Evans. Thank you for joining us.